Was this first record?
I don't think I was recording until just now. Let me see.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you. I'm not doing all that again.
Yep. Yeah, we are. Yep.
You were recording?
Yep, I wasn't.
What?
I was not recording. I don't think.
What?
I wasn't recording.
So this whole thing that just started.
Yep. Yep.
What did we start with?
Who cares? We just played those goddamn clips. I can play them in the beginning.
Okay. Okay, that would be good for people.
You don't want to hear them again, do you? All right, fine. We'll play the clips.
No. But what what you can play is Should I Call Your Grandma or Not? Also.
I can't believe I wasn't recording. It's all your fault. Well, Cheryl, that's what people get for not donating. We had a wonderful grum.
You're being stupid. God.
What's this? What's the last one I have is from... What's this?
Sounds very millennial. Well,
at least I don't have to erase the part where I called your phone.
Yeah.
Well, let's...
you've reached Cheryl Murkowski on the Flip Line. Thanks for calling.
The Flip Line. Oh, my God. What is that noise?
What noise?
I think the air conditioner just came on.
Oh, you hear nothing.
You knew black people, Cheryl.
Yeah. So, let's recap. You've been at camp.
It sucks.
Very busy. Millennials. You're sitting on a beanbag in the yoga room at school.
And the beanbag is called a fat boy, yes.
Did you clap with anybody today?
Make a clap.
Welcome table.
No, I refuse to. Everybody knows I do not play patty cake. I do not play. I do not high five. And, you know, last Monday is like every 3 weeks they welcome a new cohort. So, and that's when they do the high five tunnel, which is just awful. So I hid in the stairwell while everybody was doing the high five tunnel and the cheering. It's awful, Cheryl.
Have you made any friends at this program?
One, yeah.
Only one?
Yeah, but even she's not hateful enough, so it's terrible. Millennials aren't mean enough. They're horrible people.
So how much longer do you have in this scrum?
Like 5 more, 6 more weeks. But Cheryl, listen, so I was hiding in the stairwell, and I had signed for the bagels because the bagel man was there, and he said, aren't you in that? I said, no, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Anyway, what's your question now, honey?
So you've gone six more weeks?
Oh, God, Cheryl, I don't know. It's all awful. I do have 6 more weeks, but it's actually more than that because I'm going to stay here another probably 3 weeks after that so that I can hopefully get a job because, you know, you have to job
search. You're going to pay extra for that?
No, they have a phase 4 that's optional, and it doesn't cost any extra. And you
don't got a job or anything to do, so you might as well continue to torture yourself.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. You old people's ass.
Yep. I think you should make a documentary about this place.
Well, I've been blogging, and I've decided that I'm only going to say really mean things if I don't get a job from them.
Yeah, well then, you better get a job.
But the problem is I've already said some mean things. I just hate, Cheryl, the problem is I don't get why I'm the only person that thinks high-fiving in a tunnel is ridiculous. Like, how do they, like, I don't understand, like, why do people participate in that? It's so retarded.
I groupthink, I believe.
But, Cheryl, it's ridiculous. Do you groupthink when you get abortions?
Well, sometimes when I'm trying to decide what kind,
why are you making so
I'm
much
influenced by other people.
Okay.
So, if they're getting the coin where they open it up, they scramble it, and then they high-five, sometimes I will get into the high-fiving.
Of the lip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now, Mitch, I have a dilemma.
AIDS?
I've always wanted to have an electronic device, which I can unlock using my Cleops. It's a biometric sensor.
Yeah.
Now, I see the new iPhone appears to be able to be unlocked by using your layups.
No, Cheryl, it's Touch ID, but that doesn't mean you can use your layups, no.
Why so?
Well, Cheryl, you just can't.
It has nothing to do with fingies.
It does. It's called Touch ID. It's for your finger. It's said on the commercial.
No, you can use a piece of your arm. You can use a cat's paw.
What do you mean if you're a roasted duck, you can pull off some of your skin? And
you can use your downstairs layup.
Okay, that's nice. Like that.
You're always going to use the same piece of layup, though, I guess.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
So I think that's pretty nice.
Oh, my camera's working now.
Oh,
wheel. Oh, wheel to you too, honey, Niggy. Let's see.
Let's see this layup.
Let's see the layup. It says no camera. I have to quit Skype and go back in again to do it. Should I do it or no? Is it worth it or no?
I don't care. You do what you want to do.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Because that means I'd have to get out of the fat boy. All right. Anyway, so this was a great show. Let me play some Dalek Woman clips again.
No. We need to continue talking for the rest of our quote grom, and then you can play whatever you want.
All right. Let's talk about how horrible life is, Cheryl.
You didn't ask me what I've been up to.
What have you been up to, Cheryl?
Well, I started a new job at a mayonnaise plant.
Really?
Yeah. No, not really. That would be a good
not
job.
Not really?
Plant.
I'd rather it be tartar sauce. I think you'd do really well in a tartar sauce plant.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, decided that I'm not white enough to do any of these mud runs or color runs or tough mudders.
You mean you're not gay enough?
Or boot camp.
Or Wand of Wisdom enough.
I want to be a developer.
Oh, God, Cheryl, it's so hard. And I just suck at it. I mean, it's like, there's people here from Harvard and MIT.
Failed yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm repeating phase two now. Half of us.
If you fail the grom.
What do you mean fail the grom?
Do they just say go home?
No. No, you can fail. Yeah, you can fail. Like if I were to fail this again the second time, yeah, I'm done. I got to go home like Sylvia.
Yeah. You better not fail, you dumb cunt.
I know. But the thing is, Cheryl, like, 10 people failed the exam out of 20. So, you know, it sucks.
Well, maybe you're not cut out for this.
Maybe you're...
Just get your money back.
Yeah, but Cheryl, what am I going to do?
Do another boot camp.
The thing is, Cheryl, I was really good at this stuff when I was like 20 years younger, but the problem is my brain is slow. It's corroded.
So why don't you do a different kind of development, you dumb cunt?
There is no other kind. For what, old people?
You're not going to make apps.
I'll read a blog post that I suggested to the owner of this place. I'll read it for you. I've been blogging again on myvaginaitches.com. Let's see. I found out, Cheryl, hate stalking is available as a domain, by the way.
Oh, I've been engaging in that so much in the last few days. It's horrible.
Cheryl, what was I looking for? See, I have...
Article you wrote for the owner.
Can't find it now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, Senior Boot Camp, it's called. So I was thinking, here, I'll have the computer read it because I can't deal with her. Okay. It's not even that funny. I don't know why I'm making you listen. I don't want to have to talk. Okay, let's do speech. Start speaking.
I was just thinking that perhaps Dev Bootcamp should start targeting the senior citizen demographic. You could market it as programming staves off Alzheimer's disease. Keep your brain busy. With this, they could have nice pictures of old people in a nursing home with laptops and the eternal sun shining through the windows, waiting to take them to heaven.
Now, Cheryl?
It's a great idea.
There's a picture with it. I'm going to send you a link to the blog post so you can see the picture I used, because it's you. It's a Cheryl. Okay. Did you get
Madge.
It? What?
Rude.
Did you get it?
Rude.
Yeah.
I think maybe you should, I don't know. There's other types of programming. There's other types of technology work.
Yeah, well, Cheryl, it's fine. It just takes me longer to learn it. I am learning it. It's just the thing is it's really hard to teach people like three different languages, computer languages, in 9 weeks. It's insane.
What grams are you learning then?
Well,
Ruby?
In the pre-work, we had 2 months to study Ruby. So they told us we're going to study Ruby. But then we get here, and as soon as phase two starts, they say, okay, you have to learn JavaScript. And by the way, you have to learn it tonight. So Ruby, yeah, that's fine. That's no problem because I had plenty of weeks to study it, 2 months. But JavaScript is really fucking hard because they have all these.
Well, how are they teaching you these things?
They have lectures and we have groups and cohorts and we sit on fat boys and watch people talk. But the thing is, Cheryl, I don't really do well in lectures because I just like I fall asleep and I just think about my gas and how badly I need a fart. Sometimes I have to go to the bathroom twice during a lecture. But it's like, do you ever like you're in a lecture and people are talking, you're like, oh my God, what if I don't understand this? And then while you're thinking, what if I don't understand this, you realize you're not even listening anymore.
Well, have you done those online trainings from like lynda.com?
Lynda.com is a worthless whore. But Code School, yes, is very good. And so is this one called I forgot. There's another one. Lynda.com is a pile of shit.
It is.
Yeah. Code School is very good if you want to.
I've never heard of that one.
Code School.
What am I doing? Nichols.
It's awful, Cheryl. But yeah, I'm going to I'll get work out of this because I'm learning how to be a web developer so I can make something really cool for prolapse.com. Maybe I'll get prolapse.se again. Prolapse.se, rather.
It's very cool.
I don't know, Cheryl, but you know what? I can tell you this. It sucks.
What?
It sucks. It's better than working at the dorm.
Ain't that the truth?
Fucking dorm. Well, look, iPhone S shipping estimate slipped to October. Cheryl, I ride my bike past that Apple store on my way to school.
Did you hire a homeless person?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you read that article about how somebody in California hired homeless people to get a bunch of iPhones for them? No?
I didn't know that.
It was an amazing article, and then the police came, and it was a big mess, and the homeless people are pissed because they didn't get paid.
Did they get the phones?
Mm-hmm. And he got arrested.
They arrested people?
I don't know. Look it up. iPhones? Google it. Homeless iPhone.
Google black people. Turds.
Amazing. It just symbolizes America.
Oh, my God. But, Cheryl, there were people camped out overnight at the Lincoln Park store here. It's just for a fingerprint so that you can voluntarily get fingerprinted.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have to go blown next, Cheryl. It's really annoying.
Are you talking on your new iPhone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, where are my Dalek woman clips?
What?
Clips.
What clip?
Prolip. Product.
Product.
It's like an opening day for product.
Product. Product. So hard.
I can't stand that Tim Cook. Like, why? Like, that keynote, you watched it, right? Like, it was so bad. Like, why does it still work? I don't understand. I mean, I'm glad it does because I have stock in Apple and I want them to succeed. But I don't understand, like, how people can get excited about fingerprint scanning. It just seems redonkulous.
Nobody stole anything of that. Exactly. And more importantly, man, it's not fingerprint.
There was no.
What?
Lapse print.
There was no.
Excuse me? So, man.
Do you like face children? Please?
Yes.
So, man, you get there. It's a boot camp early in the morning. And then you don't leave until late at night.
Yes.
What's that about?
What do you mean?
All weekend. I want to go have Ching Chong food with you next week.
What day?
Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday.
This week coming? Or the next? No, I don't think it's going to work, Cheryl. I mean, maybe. The thing is, I cannot plan it. If there happens to be free time because of how the project is going, then fine. But I can't plan it. I just can't. It doesn't work. Because I can't afford to flunk this and then go home. You're dead. Go home. I have to. It's like I'm retarded. I have to study nonstop because I'm an idiot. I hate it.
Sounds amazing.
But you can bring me some Chinese food to the Coco Dorm store. This is kind of like the dorm for millennia. It's like the millennial dorm. There's 75 people in this fucking place.
It must smell like stink hair really bad.
It actually doesn't smell, I don't think. But that's probably because I smell like it.
Because you pay enough, they can clean.
Fucking ridiculous. Every Tuesday they get free pizza, though.
Is that why there's so many obese people?
There's nobody obese. I'm the only person that's fat here, Cheryl.
And do they feed you besides pizza?
Only every, like, twice. Every, millennium or whatever you call it. Like, at the last day of each session, the first day of each session, they give you breakfast and lunch. And one day a week they give you pizza.
Is there a gas station nearby that you can point?
Yeah, it's downtown. There's stuff everywhere.
Gas stations.
No, but they have Subway.
Burrito.
There's two Subways within 500 Yuck. Feet. Two of them. And there's a Starbucks in the basement.
Starbucks.
You always had a great relationship with fresh children's piss.
You know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Madge.
What?
When you're done with all this.
Do you like fresh catfish?
What?
Will you go back to normal Grums?
Yeah, of course I will.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Why wouldn't I? I'm not going to be working like this crazy fucking hours after this. That's
ridiculous. I just missed my fellow children's piss.
He was an asshole. He was an asshole.
When did she say ass?
He loved his.
You obviously haven't watched it enough. Can you believe I played Big Meets Bigger on the Chromecast and got in trouble? I am so upset.
What happened exactly?
I was playing. Well, you know, they got a Chromecast. You've seen the picture. So I seen that they had an app on the iPhone where you can play YouTube videos or Netflix videos on the Chromecast. So I played Big Meets Bigger. And nobody even noticed that I was playing. But the next day, I played Women at Large with Charlene. And somebody must have complained because the next day, the principal Whiteman, said, sorry, you really can't be playing videos on there because it's inappropriate and people get distracted. I'm like, I think it was a lesbian. Mm-hmm.
She probably didn't like when it said fire.
He was a bad man.
I played Cats, though. I thought, well, if I play Cats, I can play this.
He loved black children's piss.
So depressing. What are you doing with your life, Cheryl? You said I'm supposed to ask about you. Tell me about your life.
Today I cleaned my tanning bed.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in 3 weeks. I also put some ointment on my sores, on my lips. They've been very itchy, dry, and they bled a lot. Let's see what else. I fed the feral cats.
In your vagina?
I worked on my song.
It's a song with a video.
Yep.
So it's not just a video, it's a new song, and
that's
it's a new
right.
video. And are you actually performing in it with your face?
Yeah.
Are you, did they co-opt, did X-Dope take Rosa Duck face and make it on your own?
No, it's my beautiful tan face. A very nice looking pair of glasses.
Do I make a cameo in it?
I don't know.
I need a cameo. Tell Exto, please put me in a cameo.
No. No, but it's pretty good.
You have a great relationship with Black Servant.
I think Sylvia makes a cameo.
Oh, Sylvia gets to be on it, but not me.
I told him it would be amazing, whether in this video or a future one, for Sylvia to come out in her wheelchair and for me to be pushing her.
Oh, by the way, I have some great words of congratulations to Ua for Griselda.
Why?
Tomorrow she's doing her marathon in Montana, and that will be the 50th state for her.
Does that mean she'll be done?
Yes, that's her 50th. She's done more than 50 marathons, but that will be the last state. So now she'll have done 50 marathons in all 50 states, and she gets a special prize for it. She gets to shit herself. Yeah. I want to see if anyone commented on my post about Siri, which nobody heard because I forgot to press record.
Yeah.
Somebody said that a strip club DJ said that he needs tattoos, where some duck does. How would you get tattoos on that, Cheryl? Seems like you're a little hard, don't you think?
It might peel off.
I'm still so, you know, I had no idea that you had and what you did died. He died like, what, 2 years ago, or was it 3 years ago?
I don't know, but she did.
Let's play his last video as a memento. Do you have it?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Your head on what you did?
No.
Cheryl, you have it. You sent it to me.
He is so obese and blind.
And dead. Don't speak ill of the dead. Let's play it. Come on. You send me the link to your head on what you did.
I don't know how to find it.
I had a little small stroke.
What?
He was an asshole. He was a bad man. He loved his
what?
Mods Davis. Philip.
Cheryl, that's not it. That's a Sylvia Brown Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
She's on Blog Talk Radio now. She's really moving up.
No, it's her church has a new show. It's horrible. She was the first guest.
You're kidding.
And it's hilarious.
Welcome to the first news.
I heard she's going to be on Fox soon, too. She's really moving up.
Spirit radio show.
All these years. I really send them blessings.
Well, great. Well, we always get a lot of wonderful comments, how much they enjoy this philosophy and how much it's empowered them and not only able to help themselves, but also to turn around and help others. And we love the knowledge that you brought back about the Mother God and how she can create miracles in our life.
Yeah,
I think that was... probably one of the greatest things that Francine gave me to give.
Oh.
Yes, it is awesome. We love Asma, and we petition her all the time. So, remind us, Sylvia, what is the reason for life?
Yeah. The reason for life is to come down here in this, well, let's face it, this hellhole and learn for God. See, if you go to a perfect place, you don't learn anything. But to come down here, you have challenge after challenge, and that makes you strong for God and yourself.
Excellent. And then remind us why reincarnation is a big part of the Novus Spiritus philosophy.
Because God just doesn't give you one chance to be
stupid. Mitch, where are you in the recording?
7:02.
Like
now go back to 3, about 20.
3:20?
Yeah, she gets disconnected and kind of hilarious.
For writing a successful book and hands-on healing.
Yes.
And introduction to hypnosis therapy and past life regressions.
Right.
Sounds
I
like
wanted
a busy
to get
cruise
as, much in
to
as I could.
Yeah, I guess so. So also you have specials on your reading. So if people are interested in booking a reading, they can always call the office. It's 408-379-7070.
Well, 408-379-7070. The funny thing about it was is when people called a few years ago, I was 3 years out, but Chris and I both have doubled up, so people can get in much faster now.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So they can get a more, you know, faster appointment with you or Chris if they just call the office. Okay, very good. So, Sylvia, the philosophy of Nova Spiritus is so simple and logical and empowers the person with the knowledge.
Oh.
And we...
Did I lose you?
Nope, you're on still. And we know that, you know, life is hard enough without adding sin and guilt and hellfire
Michael,
and fear of
you.
No, I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Well, do you hear that wheeze?
Okay, well, why don't we, maybe I should hang up and call her back. Sylvia, are you there? Sylvia? All right.
Well, he knows.
I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and hang up and then give her a call right back. So if everybody can hold on,
sure.
Let's go ahead and...
I'm right here.
Oh, you're there. All right, good.
Here. Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, good, good. We can hear you. Okay, Sylvia, you know, we have the services conducted by ministers in San Jose.
But,
hello,
not here.
Michael.
So, February, right after the new year.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvia.
You're welcome,
being so clear and straight with me. I appreciate your guidance.
Is that 1-800-NOVA-BULLET?
But it's not helping, and she seems to be losing her ability to speak more and more every day, and there's
no, because you're not with a good one.
A good one.
Oh.
I change.
Oh.
I see. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you, and I hope you get better.
Oh, I'm fine, dear. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right, we love you from Texas. Thank you.
Wheelchair.
Hold on. Somebody's calling. Just a second. Hold on.
Hi, Service Sources. This is LaTanya. How can I help you?
Hi, I need some assistance.
You need some assistance with?
A baby.
A baby?
Yeah.
What kind of baby?
A child.
You have a boy or girl?
It's not born yet.
Oh, he's not.
No, it's a child of rape. I kept it, though, but I want to dumpster it.
Excuse me?
I said it's a child of rape. I've kept it thus far, but I'm contemplating whether I should dumpster it or not.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you know that even through that situation, that, you know, God is able to help us. Do you believe in God?
Most of the time, except for when I was getting raped.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that has happened to you. Can I ask you what your name is?
My name's Cheryl.
Your name is Cheryl?
Yeah.
Cheryl, are you homeless?
What makes you think I'm homeless?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
Most of the time, I have somewhere to stay at, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you feel Like, he wants to, how many months are you?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm, three months, four months, five, maybe. I lose track of time real easily.
Have you been to the doctor yet, Cheryl?
Several times, but about different issues. I've got a medical condition called prolapse. Have you heard of it?
Okay.
I've got transvaginal mesh that they installed into to prevent the prolapse from falling out. So my doctor had to clean my screen out.
Okay. How old are you?
25.
Excuse me?
You heard me, honey. 25.
24?
5. 25? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor, where do you live at?
Chicago.
Excuse me?
Chicago, Illinois. You know where Obama is from, yeah.
Okay. Can I get an address?
An address? What you need my address for, honey?
Because I would like to send you one of our packages, one of our packages that we have, and it's about babies and about our agency and how God loves you and love your baby and how important it is to, how important it is babies are to us and in this world.
Rape babies? I mean, it was this group of large black men. They came after me. They thought I was an African-American woman. I'm just very tan. They came and they attacked me. And they filled my hole with semen. It was just horrible. And when I was walking away from the scene, it was pouring out of me and down my legs. It stained my dress. And ever since then, I've just had this horrible stench and this baby inside of me.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear about what has happened to you. But I must tell you this, you know, all babies bring light, and God gives life, and babies bring life. And unfortunately, you know, the situation that has happened to you is it was done by someone evil, but God is good, and all babies bring life.
How did he let this happen to me?
I can't really answer that, but I can tell you this. Everything that we go through in life is for a purpose and a reason. And
have you been raped?
No, ma'am. No, I have.
You don't know.
I don't, but I have been through a lot of things in my life.
Like what?
I don't know if I can share that with you because I'm here to just try to be a service to you.
That might be a service.
And talk to you, you know. But I know that God is not going to give us anything that we can bear. You know, do you believe in God?
Well, except for when I'm doing things that he wouldn't approve of, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, it's no sin that's too big for God.
Even abortion.
It's no sin too big for God, but abortion is... You don't have to do that. That's the point that I'm trying to say is that you don't have to do that because there is many services and places available that can help you, soothe through the hurt that you've been through so that baby can have life. You don't know why that baby has to be born into this world. It could be to save other people's life. It could be here. That is a child of God. All God children are angels, you know?
Angels, yeah. My friend Sylvia says that, yeah.
So, you know, Cheryl, I didn't get a phone number from you.
Oh. Okay. What you need that for? You gonna call me back sometime?
Yes.
We're calling. All right. Well, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm calling 312.
312.
Yep. 968.
968.
1329.
Cheryl, I want to send you a hotline kit package. Mm-hmm. Could you give me your address and your apartment number so I can send you out a package, information about babies, about our shelter, about resources, and how many babies have been saved because they just believed and not, you know, giving up hope and having faith in God and just know that,
Have you ever seen that movie, Citizen Ruth?
No.
That's a good one. Your shelter reminds me of Zion. Okay, my address,
4250.
North Marine Drive.
North Marine.
Drive. Number 909.
909. Spell that for me, please, Cheryl.
N-I-N-E-O-N-I-N-E.
No, 4.2 North Marine. I got that part. Okay. And you said something else.
I said apartment 909.
Okay, and what's the city?
It's Chicago.
In the state, Illinois, right?
Yep. That's right. Like Obama. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the zip code is 60613.
60613.
Yep, that's where I done got raped.
Okay.
North Marine Drive.
When your birthday?
My birthday? Oh, that's confidential information.
Okay, it's okay. When is the best time to call you?
Oh, any time that you feeling saucy. Know what I'm saying? Do you ever get into girls?
Excuse me?
You heard me, honey.
Cheryl, where were you born at?
Well, I was born in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get out to Chicago?
Well, I've got a bunch of friends that live out here. One of them, her name's Madge, she abandoned me. Right now, do you know how white people like to, like, abuse themselves and they go to these boot camps and things? You heard about that? They go to these mud runs.
Right.
And so she does all that kind of stuff, and she's in a developer boot camp. So she basically left me out here by myself with my rape baby. And I know a few other people around Chicago, so I decided, you know, it's time for a change, so I moved out here. And you see what it got me? A lapse full of sperm. It ain't even worth $2.99 or a plate of shrimp.
So
I am.
So,
And Madge is a lesbian. I try not to hold it against her, but, you know. She's tried to play with my clips before.
I'm really sorry to hear about what
happened. And I mean, when she tried to get into my layups, it was when, after I had this prolapse surgery with the mesh, and there was, it looked like pieces of tuna fish stuck in a screen. It was horrible.
Wow.
Can of tuna feed in a screen door. Have you ever had something like that happen to you?
No, I have not. No.
Well, it don't feel right. And she laid hands on me and was trying to say she was talking in tongues. I knew she was just trying to get into my pants. And I let her in my pants because I needed somewhere to stay. And so, well, I will admit that it did feel nice a few times, but I got a yeast infection from her vagina. Can you imagine?
So, Cheryl, let me ask you something. Do you have any other children?
None that I've kept. I've had a few procedures in the past.
Okay. How did you hear about us?
Well, my friend Madge, she said, Cheryl, as much as I don't want to have a little rape baby running around my apartment, I think maybe you should call these no abort people.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
I
okay.
Said, all right. So the lesbian Madge Weinstein gave me your number.
Okay. All right, so, okay, so you heard it from a friend.
Yeah.
Do you
like fish, catfish? No. Gosh, Davis! What was that?
When was the last time you had a procedure?
A procedure?
Yeah.
I'd say about 9 months ago. Yep.
Okay. And are you still confident, thinking about aborting?
I sure am thinking about aborting. That's why I called you.
Okay. And like I explained to you, you know, please remember that God's condiment.
With no condom, that's why I'm pregnant.
No, God's commandment, I meant to say, is thou shalt not kill. And abortion
is... Yeah, but he forgive.
Killed.
You said he forgive everything on these trans digressions.
Yeah, and he does, but just remember that the commandment says thou shalt not kill, and abortion is killing a person. So we are here to help you to choose life. You know, so you don't have to do that.
Well, but who's going to pay for its food?
Well, that's why we're here, to help you, to be of service.
Gosh.
That is why we're here, to be of service to you.
For how long?
For how long? As long as you need us. Allow us to help you.
You will help pay for food until it goes to school.
Yes.
You help pay for college.
Do we have what? No.
What about?
No. But by then, Cheryl, you'll be fully self-supporting, and you can be able to take care of yourself and your baby, but we will always be around to be of service, you know? So let me ask you something else. What is your last name?
How much is the monthly stipend that I would receive?
Monthly stipend?
Yeah, to pay for food. For my babies. How much money do I get to pay for food for my babies?
Well, I don't know how much money you would get to pay for food for your baby, but I know the shelters help out a whole lot around with providing you with
food. Well, so part of what I need to know, honey, is so I need to be able to quantify this decision so I can say, you know, I know that diapers cost this much per month. I know that formula.
But you wouldn't have to worry about that. You wouldn't have to worry about that, Cheryl, because we will connect you to services where you can get
those
things. But
what if I am left? You know, the economy's shit, and people ain't donating what they used to donate.
That is true, but you have...
We'll do before none of this thing.
That is true, but with God, all things are possible.
He don't pay for condoms. He don't pay for none of it. He is a cheap bastard. I love him, but he's cheap. Coy. And what? That's what I'm concerned about. I don't know what to do about that yet.
Well, we really, really, Cheryl, can I ask you a couple of more questions? Do you have a history of substance abuse or drug abuse?
No, I don't abuse no substance.
Okay.
Just weed, you know, things like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When the last time you had some weed?
2 days ago. And I had a few drinks and a smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling blessed.
Okay. What about, have you ever had any mental health problems?
None that I've been treated for.
None that you've been treated for?
That's right.
Okay, so what have you been treated for? Anything?
No, I haven't gotten treatment.
Okay, so do you have a mental health problem? Are you depressed?
I had high cholesterol. I had diabetes at one point when I was a larger lady. I had the depressions. I had a diabetes foot. Let's see, what else did I have? Acid reflector.
Yeah.
And I think I was pregnant. Yeah, the pregnancy, does that count? Yeah.
Okay. So no medicine. Know anything for depression? And
are you beating off, girl?
Excuse me.
Oh, are you beating it? What you doing?
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Have you ever attempted suicide?
No. I just killed my giant by playing with it. You know what
Here's
I'm saying?
What I found on the web.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been involved with diapers or anything like that?
What?
You're certainly entitled to that.
Oh, Siri, stop it. Fucking iPhone. Now, what'd you ask?
I said, have you ever been involved with diapers?
Diapers? What's that yet?
Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. That's up here. That's Division of Youth and Family Services.
Oh.
So, have you ever had any... No, you haven't, because you don't have any children. But as a kid, though, you know?
I mean, I just...
You're only 25, right?
That's so right. I had a few abortions, but, you know... I think one of them might have lived, but... I don't know. I am responsible for it, so I don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Work that thing, yes. Yeah.
So, can we send you a package, a hotline package about
someone the Severite?
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
that sounds good.
Okay. So we're going to
you think you could include any sexy pictures in there?
No.
You can't put any pictures of yourself in there. What do you look like, honey? What's this new iPhone? It's so confusing. It keeps doing these things.
Someone.
Not bad.
Someone.
Hello? Honey? Honey?
Sorry, Cheryl, she hung up.
Asking her for her picture was the last straw.
I think it might have been Marge Davis.
Marge Davis!
That was a pretty good call, Madge.
My favorite part was when you spelled the number 9. Did you hear me laugh?
Yes.
Did you
hear me laugh?
N-I-N-E. Oh, my God. I couldn't.
She was so dumb.
I don't understand how none of them have ever heard of you. Every time.
They had a staff meeting. Have a conversation. If a woman who says she's 25 calls, she sounds like this, and her name is Cheryl or any deviation thereof, do not talk to her. Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm hate stalking. Somebody just posted a picture of themselves in a Rolls Royce limousine.
Hi, her.
No, remember, she was on the show, James, John P., what did we call her?
Oh, her.
She posted a picture, we are so tacky in our roles. Oh, Cheryl, hate stalking, why is it always such a big thing on Sunday? Like, Sunday is the big hate stalk. Always.
You posted a preview?
What?
A preview of Noah Board.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. You like that?
It's a pretty good one.
Play it right now.
What?
Play it. I just want to hear a little bit. See how it sounds.
Well, it would sound horrible. Why don't you play it?
It sounds horrible because I don't want to. I want to hear it you through the holder.
Mm-hmm. It won't work.
Oh, okay. One sex, cunt. Where is it?
Even though the listeners just heard it.
I know, but I think it's. I just want to know what I saved to Facebook because I think it'll be funny. Let's see. Is this what? Sorry, I was busy hate stalking. I got sidetracked.
Fine. Here. It's fine.
Yes.
You all pay for college.
Do we have what?
No.
No. But by then, Cheryl, you'll be fully self-supporting, and you can be able to take care of yourself and your baby.
Cheryl, she called you Shovel. I think she called you. She called you Shovel.
Because every time I call now, I say my name differently. It's fine. It's Cheryl.
No, I don't think it's your fault. I think it's her fault that she called you Shovel.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did I post it twice? I didn't mean to post it twice. Yes, I did. Shit. Delete. Are you a vegan yet, Cheryl? Are you a vegan?
What?
Are you a vegan?
Yeah.
You are?
Sometimes.
Will.
Tastes better.
Will.
Until I want to eat a big piece of meat. I wanted to eat that woman. I wanted to eat on her clitoris. I bet her clitoris was delicious. They always hire these ethnic-sounding women. She kept making me make black pops.
Cheryl,
did you hear that yet?
Cheryl, what, why are you coming to Chicago?
I'm coming to go see a few things that are cultural in nature.
Such as?
I'm coming to visit my friend Madge Weinstein.
She ain't there.
Mm-hmm. Do you like what I said about you?
Yes, very nice. Very flattering.
Mm-hmm. You laid hands, Madge.
What?
You laid hands on me.
Oh, that part. I thought you meant the part about me saving your unborn child.
Well, sometimes you do try to save Davis.
Marge Davis?
Large.
Marge.
So what are you working on?
Someone.
iPhone.
Marge Davis.
Siri. Madge?
Yeah.
Madge! You've Trotsky. You've Trotsky's name.
Davis!
Trotsky's birthday is on Tuesday.
What are you going to do?
Prolapse.
What?
Fishy cunt.
Man.
Yeah.
Yo. Large Davis.
Large. He was a nice. He was a man. I think we should end, Cheryl. I need to go back to school work.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy doing this mini non-live Grum with you, mm-hmm. and especially enjoyed our phone call to 800 Noah Bullard.
As did I.
All right.
I'll post this very soon, not really.
And make sure if you got to edit, then you edit. If you don't...
There's nothing I have to edit, Cheryl.
Oh.
I didn't tape the first...
Oh.
Hour or something.
I'm glad you didn't get that thing I said about James.
What did you say about James?
I didn't say anything really. He won't even listen to this probably.
Why does he not listen no more?
Because he's busy with his man and he has a job that he can't sit there all day and lapse about. You know.
Yeah.
Loser. Alright, well, I'll talk to you later, honey.
Bye, honey.
And bye, honey.
Squish.